You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. More and more people are riding bikes on unpaved roads. Coming up, we'll talk about the appeal of gravel biking and some fun places in the state to do it. Right now, it's time for our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup. We're checking in with reporters around the state about what they've been covering. First, the La Crosse County District Attorney is proposing an idea to help the police department avoid publicly criticizing local judges and instead handle frustrations over particular cases through official channels. Besma Ammer is the public safety reporter for the La Crosse Tribune. Besma, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what got people in La Crosse, Besma, thinking about this issue of open criticism and bad dialogue between police and the judges in the area?
So I came to La Crosse in, late 2018, and it was actually the first big story I wrote here. It seems that there is a lot of criticism when it comes to La Crosse judges letting people out on bond, low bond, signature bond, and a lot of people view them as repeat offenders who are being let go. Now, the criticism is essentially coming from the police department, which is very vocal about, their feelings of basically catching these criminals or alleged criminals and then having them back on the streets. So I think that that's kind of what the issue is, in essence. It happened a couple of weeks ago where, again, Assistant Chief Rob Abraham criticized one of the judges for letting out an alleged criminal. And I think that the way the DA chose to resolve the issue was to say, okay, there are going to be interdepartmental issues and frustrations. How do we deal with them? Because maybe we can point things out to each other instead of, going on social media, going, to news outlets. How about we talk? And I understand that a lot of people may not understand public meetings, but it's a public meeting. These are not closed doors where the public isn't allowed. If you want to know what's happening, you can go to those meetings. I mean, the meeting is every third Wednesday of the month at 7:30 a.m. You can go see what happens.
Now, there's some bad blood, you say, publicly, it sounds like, over these public statements from the police department, their feelings about the judges. How are all the parties responding to this idea of, okay, let's have these meetings to hash this stuff out?
So they responded positively. I mean, you have everybody who has something to do with the criminal justice department in this meeting. And they were all very positive. They felt like, okay, this is a great step, a step in the right direction. I think that from my understanding, this is, again, my own perspective, that the interim chief or acting chief, Rob Abraham, has issues with, bond, but that had he not vocalized his opinion in, using social media, that nobody would have given this issue attention. I don't know if that's true. I can't say for sure, but I think that the police department has enough say to go to these departments directly and talk to them. But I don't know if that's happened and nothing's come of it as well. So I can't really say what's happened in the past, only what's happening now.
Now, this critical incident review process, it's new. Of course, we can't predict the outcome. Does it seem, at least at the outset, to be dialing down the tensions between various parts of the law and law enforcement there?
I honestly don't know. It seems people at the meeting were very responsive, and they liked the idea. And I think that, again, it's, hopefully a step in the right direction. But I can't predict the future.
Sure.
We're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
All right. Besma, thanks a lot for sharing the story with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Besma Ammer is the public safety reporter for the La Crosse Tribune. She was with us to talk about a new proposal in La Crosse to discourage public criticism between police and local judges. Now, more than 11,000 customers in downtown Madison lost power today after fires at two of Madison Gas and Electric's power substations. That led Governor Evers to declare a state of emergency for the city and Dane County. Bridget Bowden is WPR Special Projects Reporter. She's been helping cover this today. Bridget, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
What is the latest when it comes to the power outages right now?
Right. So I actually just checked the MG&E power outage maps, and it looks like at this point most of the power outages have been resolved. I think the number of outages is down to the single digits now, where earlier today it was up near 11,000. So mostly resolved.
A lot of people may have seen dramatic images online on TV. I think CNN is picking this up because it's, big flames, a lot of smoke. Amazingly, as of the last press conference you attended, no injuries?
As of the midday press briefing, there were no injuries. And you're right, that plume was very dramatic. I actually saw it out my bedroom window this morning.
Yeah, off
huge.
My back porch, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Do we know anything about the cause of the fires and explosions?
So earlier today, MG&E officials tweeted that they believe the fire was caused by a mechanical issue. And it said that they believe it wasn't related to the summer heat. But as of right now, everything is still being investigated.
And there were two actually separate substations that caught fire.
Right. So there was a fire and an explosion at the substation near East Wash, East Washington Avenue, on the east side of the Capitol. And then there was another fire at a substation on East Campus Mall, which is on campus.
And this comes on probably the hottest day or one of the hottest days of the year. How did the city respond to people and facilities losing air conditioning?
Right. So the Kohl Center on campus was immediately opened as a cooling center, and I believe it's still open as a cooling center until 6 p.m. this evening. Also, the libraries were open as cooling centers, and Madison Water Utility actually had a water truck up on State Street giving out water to people who needed to drink.
All right, Bridget, we'll keep watching for details. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Bridget Bowden is WPR Special Projects Reporter. She talked with us about the power outages in downtown Madison and fires at electrical substations. You can follow updates at WPR.org. Finally, a major operator of frac sand mines in Wisconsin, Emerge Energy Services, declared bankruptcy on Monday. That leaves the future of their mines up in the air. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. Rich, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Good. You've been following frac sand for a long time. Give us a sense of the size and reach of Emerge Energy Services operations in the state.
So Emerge Energy has been described as a top-tier company, and what that means is it's one of the large players, or it has been. It has 8 frac sand mining operations. That includes mines and processing facilities. Those are located in Barron and Chippewa counties. The company just went through explosive growth between 2011 and 2014, and then the market started to change. Oil prices dropped, and demand for frac sand went down. They've kind of come back a bit, but in the meantime, a lot of companies have started using sand from places like Texas because it's close to the oil wells in Texas, so you don't need to pay the huge shipping costs to move it from Wisconsin.
Bankruptcy doesn't mean they close up shop immediately, I guess. What do we know about the future of their existing mines?
Well, it's hard to navigate these bankruptcy filings, but the company says that there are still 2 processing facilities and 1 mine operating in Wisconsin. But it kind of means that other than that, the company is basically... It ran out of money. It owes $338 million to debtors all over the place, including some in Wisconsin. One of those companies is Market & Johnson, a construction company based in Eau Claire, which is owed $6 million. But the documents provided by Emerge Energy seem to say that the goal is to restructure the company and continue operation throughout the process. So really, it's unknown what's going to happen with these properties and with this company, what it'll look like when it comes out the other end.
As you've reported, another unknown is the future of mining sites and remediation there. How do frac sand companies and local governments plan for the future of these sites?
State statute requires companies to basically fill the mine when they're done with mining activities. That means they call it reclamation. So they have to get a permit from the local unit of government, the county, town, etc. And that ensures that they have to recontour the land and reseed it and try to bring it to like prairie or forest or farmland. So these counties, Chippewa and Barron and other counties in Wisconsin, require cash bonds to be kept in case a company goes out of business. And Chippewa County has $3 million in bonds set aside for reclamation. They tried this April to get another $1.7 million from the company, but now they're not sure whether, you know, it's unclear what'll happen now that the company's actually going through bankruptcy proceedings itself. The county official told me that they're hoping that the courts will settle that.
Emerge Energy was, I guess still is, a big frac sand player in the state. Are there, as they file for bankruptcy, are there other companies, other operations still in business?
There are, but they've dialed way back. Security and Exchange Commission filings from some of the publicly traded companies like your High Crush, Covia, they have all said that the demand for Northern White, which is what they call sand from Wisconsin, is way down. And because of that, they're shifting their operations. Some of these companies are paying large amounts of monies to build sand mines in places like Texas, Oklahoma, places closer to the oil wells. So a lot of other mines have shut down operations. They call it idling. So they're not officially closing the mine. Therefore, they don't have to do the reclamation, but they're just not actively mining.
Rich, you've been following this for a while. It's this amazing boom and bust story you've been telling us. Is there any thought in our last few moments that these could make a comeback if circumstances change?
Well, if there's anything that I've learned over the 8 years that I've covered this industry, is it changes so fast. So there's no telling. I mean, there's some thought that if oil operations ramp up in the Bakken, which is in North Dakota, sand from Wisconsin could be more in demand. So it's shifted so much and it's changed so much, the technology. It's hard to say what it'll look like 5 years from now.
Rich, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Reb.
Rich Kramer is WPR's reporter based in Eau Claire. He was with us to talk about what's next for frac sand mines owned by Emerge Energy Services after the company declared bankruptcy on Monday.